Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with one goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at lazye.com.
On today's cattle futures, we're higher across the board. We had August live cattle 17 higher at 137.87. October 22 higher at 143.87. December up 7 cents at 149.97. February up 17, 154.60. The highest levels on the October anyway since the beginning of May. There's also a gap right above the market. That gap is from April the 22nd, and it's about 145.97. So a couple dollars higher to fill that gap, and that's a pretty big target that a lot of people are looking for. And gaps typically will get filled over time. The feeder cattle were up 45 in August at 179.52. The September 85 higher at 183.42. October's up 47 at 185.95. The September are near their high going back to about 2 weeks ago. Which is around 185 for the September. We've been on a pretty steady uptrend since the middle part of May. And I believe that maybe this rally's here to stay. We'll go retest those highs. The highs for the September is around 188. So a good bit higher than where we are now. The hog market was up 80 in October at 98.40. The August, which is the front month, up 17 at 120.87. Overall, these markets have been on fire here, and the cash markets for the feeder cattle anyway has been really strong this week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the grain markets were up in corn, down in beans, down in wheat. December corn up 3¾ cents at 6.10. Now, had about a 15-cent range from the high to the low. I think most people were thinking that the grain markets will work lower, and they really this week just kind of stayed steady all week long, at least for the corn. Beans today were November down about 9 cents at 14.08. The low was 13.92. Earlier in the day, it looked like we might develop some sort of a bloodbath in a way, just because the market kept grinding lower. But it did come back slightly. Chicago wheat 6 lower. Kansas City wheat December down 12 at 8.56. That market, just like many of these other grain markets, pretty steady over the whole month. That last 30 days or so. Settling right here. This time of year, you start to get kind of a lull here before we get the new crop planted. And of course, it's dry, so it's a matter of are people even interested? Selling it July of 23 wheat's 858, which is still a pretty promising price at this point. But we need some rain in order to get that off the ground. The cotton market up 150 today, December at 96.13. The cotton futures have really kind of caught alive since making that low below 85 cents back in July. This is the highest levels we've been, I guess, since the end of June. So kind of looking up for the cotton market at this point.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.